What's happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode, I don't know. What's the episode number?
145.
Yeah, this is 145 of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, a.k.a. the Dragon King, a.k.a. Big T, a.k.a. T Money, a.k.a. Sweet T, a.k.a. Black Merlin, a.k.a. the HNIC. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
How art thou, Mara?
Surprisingly sober for Cinco de Mayo.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I don't plan to be.
What do you got there?
Oh, no, that's tequila. However, we're not here to talk about my beverage of choice or about Cinco de Mayo. What we're going to be here talking about is the Arrowverse on the CW. However, Mara's going to turn her microphone up just a little bit. But
turn my microphone up.
Yeah, just a little bit. However, we're here to talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. You know, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman and Lois. I'm never sure if I'm telling them all, but I think so. So we're going to say I did.
Let us know if we miss it.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's what we're here to talk about. So let's talk about them shows. We got five of them this week. So where you want to start?
Let's start with Supergirl. Let's just get that shit out of the way.
They keep making this show. And it's just like, you know, I'm glad you're ending now. Because you realize it's run its course. You've milked it as far as it can go. So this episode was called what?
Prom again.
Like prom again, or is it called prom again?
Prom again.
Oh, so again was part of the title.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Oh, yeah, literally. Prom again.
Okay, I thought you were saying they were once again calling the episode prom. I'm just making sure that that's not the case.
No, there's an exclamation mark after the again, so I had to say it with the excitement, so you got the exclamation mark.
I see. So, there was an episode of Supergirl, the end. Then there was, no, I'm just kidding. We'll talk about it. So the episode kicks off with a teenage Kara. She's, you know, trying to save Brainy and Nia. They get the upper hand on the zoo aliens and shit. Cat Grant's
Maxim.
Yeah, I don't care. Cat Grant sees it all with the drone she took from a little boy.
I had to remember what year this was, because I was just like, what year is this that they have drones?
I saw that 2009. I don't remember seeing a lot of drones in 2009, but we'll go with it. Whatever.
I felt like that was only stuff you could get if you were like with the government at the time.
In 2009, you had to have some money to get that drone. So like, I'm just wondering, like, you know, they're playing fast and loose with this thing, but whatever.
Well, I'm sure that the game plan paid well, but I digress.
You sure the what?
I'm sure.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up. I'm losing you. You there now? Now I can't. Okay. Yeah, I heard nothing you said. You were all broken up and stuff.
I was like, the Daily Planet, I'm sure, pays well, but I digress. That's beside the point.
That's not where she got it from, though. She got it from that little boy last week.
All right.
Yeah. So then after all that, you know, the gang is hanging out in this new hideout that that Kenny made and all that. It's time for prom now. So they go to prom. Apparently Brandy's like, I'm
Nia dreams about that cage again.
Yeah, that's what Brady said. He's sending the aliens back, you know, down to South America to get them right back where they're supposed to be for the timeline to line back up, and then, you know,
Uruguay.
Yeah, Nia has that dream. So now they're just waiting for the meteor. Brainy and Nia are all dressed up. They're like, all right, we're dressed up for prom, even though we're really not supposed to go to the prom, but we're going to get dressed up for prom anyway.
Nia cleans up so nicely. I thought her dress was very pretty on her.
Hmm. Yeah, we're not going to talk about Brainy's suit, though, because, like, you know.
I mean, Brainy also cleans up very well.
I know, I'm just fucking with you. So yeah, they have their dance on the ship, you know, and all the little tender moments and shit. Nia's still worried about her dream, and like she still want to call her mama. Then we got, you know, Cat Grant, because of the, you know, drone, she finds the little alien ship, the zoo aliens, and lets them out. Because
I was like, why?
I want to know why just her opening the outer door was enough for them to get out. Like, did that her hitting that one button open up all the cages too? Like,
must have.
Because we saw how, like, when they put them on there again later, like, they were locked up inside the ship. So they weren't just wandering around the ship. So, like, her hitting the button on the outside opened up the cells on the inside. Like, is that what happened? Like, okay, you don't know either. So, yeah. So yeah, there's more prom stuff. Question for you, Mara. Your prom.
Sir?
Was it at your school?
No.
Okay, me either. I don't know of anybody whose prom was actually at their school.
I've been to 3 proms and none of them were at the school.
Yeah. Like, the homecoming dance was at the school.
My school didn't have homecoming dances.
Our homecoming dance was at the school, but that's the only dance we had that was at the school. You know, homecoming, then turnabout was somewhere else, prom was somewhere else. Yeah, we didn't have prom at the school. That's okay. Just making sure. We got this point where Kara has made a decision, young Kara, that she's going to, you know, stay instead of going away to college because reasons.
She's stupid.
Yeah. And then here's the meteor. She goes up. She punches it. Zoo aliens are there, though, and they fuck everything up so the debris not falling like it's supposed to. Yeah. They come on down. They want the Kryptonian, but, you know, what's his name? Kenny steps in like, I'm the Kryptonian, which he's clearly not, and they're going to find out very quickly. Like,
why?
Yeah. Kenny, yeah. Why? Yeah. And they realize very quickly that he's just a human. Kara's still recovering. She's, you know, got kryptonite all up in her knuckles and shit. Let's see. So they're like just using the boyfriend as a hostage now. They're like, all right, will you bring the Kryptonian or we gonna kill him? You know, all that kind of shit. And Nia and Brainy are like, all right, let's go get him. And Kara's like, I'm coming too. Nia's like, no, the fuck you not. And knocks her out. So that's a thing that she can do now. Didn't know that. But yeah. I can't hear anything you're saying right now. Still can't hear you. While these technical difficulties get worked out. Oop, I think it's okay now. I think I can hear you. Speak. Yeah, I can hear you now. So, we got Kenny and Kat, they're locked up in a cell on that ship. She gives him a little pep talk, you know, making him like, you are special and blah, 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 blah. Then they get kind of rescued and Nia pulls the Pink Panther out of her dream because she can pull stuff out of dreams now.
Yeah. Oh, I was saying every week Nia does something new with her powers.
Mm-hmm. So then, like, you know, I don't know, some shit happens. They all end up on the ship. Who cares how? Kara shows up. Police are there now. Everybody like just knows that Kara's super and all that kind of shit. She's exposed. So Brandy and Nia are like, yo, we gotta go back in time. We can stop all this. We just gotta go back, stop Cat Grant from letting the aliens out. Kara hears them and she decides to do dumb teenager shit. So she stows away in their ship and they go back in time. And then this is when we find out that she does not know how to cook rice. And honestly, neither do I. But Uncle Roger says to use a rice cooker. So I'm going to listen to Uncle Roger.
I guess.
That's the extent of my rice knowledge. I use rice cooker. That's what he says. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Let's see. So they're back in time. Nia shoots down the drone, stops that from going down. They end up putting everything back the way it should be. Car goes back. She finally tells Kenny that she's going away to college. They get the little media piece. But also, there's something I discovered on this episode. There's a huge continuity error that's happening on this episode and the last episode. And any episode that has young Kara in it, there is a problem. Young Kara has attached earlobes. And adult Kara has free earlobes. And they're clearly not the same person. They need to cast better.
How do you even look at something like that?
I wasn't looking for it. I just saw it. It was that glaring of a problem that I noticed that she had attached earlobes. And when I saw the attached earlobes, I'm like, oh, she has attached earlobes. Does adult Kara have attached earlobes? So I looked it up, and she does not.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, there's nothing to tell me. There's nothing to tell me. A grave error in their casting, and I'm not going to just let it slide. That is my truth, and I will live my truth. Hey,
live your truth.
But that's it for Supergirl. Unless there's anything else you want to say with Supergirl.
God, no.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, where you want to go next?
Let's go with... Black Lightning. No. Let's go with Legends.
Okay. So this episode was called what?
Ground Control to Sarah Lance.
So we kicked this episode off. We're still in London, 1977, from where we were in the last finale. Mick, you know, walks on the ship. It's all in shambles. It's just a bunch of like passed out, hungover motherfuckers on the ship. Ava and Mick are the only ones that are there on the ship. She's super hungover. Constantine is in a hotel fucking Zari. Nobody knows where Sarah's at. Astra's playing cards in like this little underground.
Cheating at cards.
Winning.
Swindling.
Winning. W's a W. Doesn't matter how you get there. Let's see. Whatever. Behrad is... he's talking to one of the...
High as fuck.
He's high as fuck talking to one of the castle guards. Just because. Nate's just hanging out with David Bowie talking about Zari. And how he like, you know, he loved Zari. Yeah, but you know, Zari 2.0 is still riding Constantine, so ain't no more of that. That's just his story. Let's see.
Sarah wakes up and realizes that she's in space.
Right. But before that, that's when we see that David Bowie lets them know what happened. He's singing a song about her. And apparently she was also going to propose.
To Ava, right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Sarah wakes up. She's on this ship, like you were saying. And She's in this pod thing. I guess they trying to freeze her, you know, put her on ice. Yeah. But she, you know, she sees she's in space. She gets out. Ava's, you know, taking charge of the Legends, basically letting them do their thing to get them out of the way because she just knows what they're all going to do.
She knows they're going to fuck up.
So, like, you know, let Constantine go do his magic thing. Let Mick go drink, you know. They're all going to try shit, but none of it's going to work, but they're going to be out of my way. So let them go do it. But then Mick lays a real profound line down. He was like, this won't work. I'm talking to Ava. He's like, nothing works without Sarah.
Yep. He's just like, this is going to go to shit real fast.
Because it always does when the captain's not around. It's just that simple. So back to Sarah. She's on the spaceship. She's just looking around. She ends up letting Spartacus out of a pod. We see Constantine's trying to do his connection thing. He can't connect with Sarah. I guess she's too far away, or I guess being on the spaceship. Something about it, he can't connect with her.
I feel like she was too far away. Like,
I mean, if you can connect with somebody from hell, like,
I don't know. I don't know how to compare hell versus the eons of the galaxies.
Well, that's the thing. They weren't that far away because they could still see the planet from where they were. So, you know.
But then they took off.
Yeah. True. But yeah, he couldn't connect with her. That's the important part.
Yeah. The gist.
So Ava was, her plan was to get help from the DEO, but apparently there is no more DEO. But I'm like, yo, you're in 1977. There definitely still is a DEO. Like, you're in a fucking time machine. Just go to a time when there is a DEO. Like, why are you, like, it's been gone since 2020. I'm like, yeah. Well, then get them from before 2020. You're in a fucking time machine.
But that would make too much sense.
It's like, ugh. Y'all fuck up the space-time continuum for dumb shit, but you won't do it when it actually is helpful.
No, because that would make it too easy.
So anyway, they have another idea. Behrad has a tabloid about someone who can communicate with aliens. So they're going to talk to her. Also, Spartacus is a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, he gets eaten by the alien.
Yeah, he ends up just getting, just eaten. Just, he's like, I'm going to charge in. And you last all of 3 seconds before you're consumed.
They have tentacles and chests that open.
Yeah. Let's see. He ends up letting like this big scary alien thing out of a pod, but you know, Sarah takes him down and ends up putting him in his place. This is all before he gets eaten. We talked about, mentioned Behrad and Mick going to see old girl.
Asher was talking about Aleister Crowley, and I thought we were going to get like a slight post supernatural crossover. I was
no, just like, what? No, never. They would not do that to me. But yeah, they wake up Constantine because he's feeling all sorry for himself, and they talk about Aleister Crowley, and they're gonna, like, you know, get his research and all that, and they'll use that to connect and all that. But apparently Constantine had his book already, so he's like, I'm gonna go get it. But Gary took the book for some reason because, you know,
Gary's an alien.
Yeah, he was just like in a cocoon chrysalis thingy. So he's an alien. I don't know how much that tracks, but whatever.
Essentially what they're saying is this entire time Gary's been an alien.
Yeah.
He can do chicken shit to do what he needs to do.
Yeah. But like, thing is, why like just now is the cocoon showing up? I don't know. Anyway. Right.
Let's see. No one's entered Gary's room before.
Yeah, exactly. So Behrad and Mick end up getting tranquilized by the alien girl. We later find out calls herself Spooner. Ava's not doing well. She's tripping.
Yeah. She is the essence, the essential of, I'm gonna put foil on my head.
Oh, Spooner. Yeah. Yeah.
But Ava's also not doing well.
No, not at all. Not at all. But yeah, Spooner like pulled the comm out of Behrad's ear, like just and hacks it because she can do that. And yeah, then we get this whole thing where Ava's trying to talk her down and fails. But Mick just tranks her because Mick just gets shit done.
He was like, let's just get this over with.
Yeah, yeah. Then we get a Sarah versus alien boss lady fight. But, you know, she loses that fight and ends up going in the pod. They do the whole projection thing. Constantine can't do it, so Ava goes in instead. But before that, Spooner like has to drink this Gary Cocoon smoothie, which is just like, yo, that's pretty fucking gross, but you know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But then after all that's over with, you know, Ava gives Sarah the pep talk she needs to fight back and all that shit. Constantine ends up waking back up. Zarya's there to give him a smoothie. Astra's like, yo, that's something more than y'all just fucking. Like, you got something else there. She giving you smoothies and shit. Like, that's right. Different.
We don't do that for just anybody.
So, yeah, but she says, like, yo, I'm leaving. I'm going to go off and do my own thing. But I'm sure she'll be back.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, they need another black person. So she'll be back.
Gideon was going to fix the girl, but then they don't find anything.
Yeah, there is no device. Yeah.
And then the aliens from the ship after Sarah pushed Kayla, the other alien, into the wormhole. All the other aliens are landing into different times in the timeline, mm-hmm. which lets Ava know that Sarah is indeed alive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Gary's gonna have to face his ex-fiance Kayla, the alien, at some point.
Yep, and they try to go through the wormhole themselves, but they definitely fail to do so. So they're still stuck where they're at, and they're like out of fuel. So yeah, they're kind of fucked.
Yep.
That was Legends.
It's back.
It is. It is. Where you want to go next?
Let's go to. Let's go to Batwoman.
Okay. This episode of Batwoman, what was it called?
Initiate Self-Destruct.
All right, so this kicks off with Black Mask. He's like, you know, he takes his mask off so we see his face finally. But then he
Yapping.
Yeah.
Just yapping.
Yeah. So he has another mask, though, that he puts on the face of Kate that he has, you know, because he's captured her. She's all fucked up. He puts the mask on and he has her hypnotized so that she believes that she is his daughter.
Cersei.
Yes, Cersei.
We don't have good reputations with that name.
None at all. Then they tell him, like, yo, her larynx was damaged, so she can't do anything about her voice, which we'll explain later on once they have this other person playing Kate, why she sounds different as well as look different, because they had to explain that. Yeah. You didn't watch Krypton, did you?
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this actress is playing Kate now. She was on Krypton. But,
Okay. From one DC product to another.
Yeah. So it turns out the daughter was in Arkham and was like escaping, I guess, and something happened. I don't know.
They'll eventually get to that.
They'll explain it. Yeah. Alex wakes up next to Ocean because, you know, they was bumping uglies last night. Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to sneak out, but like false faces show up and they just like, you know, knock her out the way.
Yeah.
And just whoop the fuck out of Ocean in the bed. Like he in bed and they whooping his ass. Unnecessary. Very unnecessary.
Right. That's not fair, man. It's naked and now afraid.
I say naked and shit. Afraid. Mm-mm-mm.
It's not how I want to be.
So then we got Sophie's looking at the computer and shit. She's looking like, Ryan, I think Ryan's Batwoman. Is Ryan Batwoman? Yeah, Ryan's Batwoman. I can't believe this shit. Big Daddy Kane is still on that shit. He's going off on Sophie because he on that shit.
Sneak bait.
Yeah. Apparently, Luke found a way to track down where Angelique is. Sophie turns on the bat signal, like warns her about the DNA sample.
Blah, blah, blah. You need to erase it. Blah, blah, blah. Can't just do that.
Yeah, yeah. And then Batwoman takes off from the roof, and I have to ask the question, what did she hook the grappling gun onto?
I thought I was the only one
because
wondered that.
They blatantly showed the skyline behind her, so there's nothing above her in that direction. But she jumped off the roof and went, psh, just like that. Very bad choice in shots, people. Like, you showed there was nothing there for the grappling gun to hook onto, and then showed her shoot the grappling gun and hook onto something. So, what did she hook onto?
Make it make sense. I was just like, what did she shoot at?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm very glad you noticed that also.
Thank you.
So I guess Alice and Batwoman now have to team up because they basically both want the same thing. We got Alice like just fucking with stuff in the Batmobile, just, you know.
Ooh, what does that do?
Being that annoying person.
And I was like, okay, roll credits.
Yeah, yeah. So then we find out from Sophie that they have 78 minutes until they have the DNA profile and they'll send it away, blah, blah, blah. Then we got more Alice and Batwoman team-up stuff. Then Luke, through Mary, gives Sophie a way to, like, take care of DNA stuff, like to wipe the file clean. Yeah, yeah. So, but turns out the only way for them to do it, because they don't know exactly which file is which.
They'd have to corrupt so many others.
All of them. Just all of them. And it's just like that'd be letting grow, you know, murderers and rapists and all kind of shit. And they're like, so he's like, I can't do that. But he's like, well, what are we gonna do? She's like, I think there's another way. And so she knows which file is Ryan's, so she wipes Ryan's file clean.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. I was when she's like, I have an idea, and I was just like, erase Ryan's record per se.
Mm-hmm. She used the kill drive on Ryan's record instead of, you know.
Sponge that shit, per se.
Mm-hmm.
No longer a felon, you say?
So then we got Mary bringing Big Daddy Kane in, let him know, like, I passed the health inspection. It's all above board and legit, except for the little fax machine here that's not plugged into anything.
And he was just like, okay, cool.
He's like, all right, whatever. And walks out because he has other things to deal with because he's on that shit.
He jonesing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jonesing for that knickknack.
Let's see.
Angelique and Ocean finished their snuff film of creating Snakebite.
Yeah, and then they just shoot Ocean because, you know.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Then Batwoman shows up to save them, though. The masked Kate shows up, and she's there. She just wants to throw hands. Masked
Cersei.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, they throw hands. They fight. Alice comes in to help. Batwoman just leaves Alice, though. Like, yeah, fuck you. Walks out. And I'm like, I get it. Fuck her.
Fuck it. But it was still not the end of Alice. I was just like, oh, damn, this is it. Here we go.
Yeah. It would be ironic if, you know, Kate killed Alice, but didn't know she was Kate killing Alice. It was just, yeah, yeah. But Sophie, she finds a snake bite in Big Daddy Kane's office. She tells Mary about it, but Mary doesn't believe it. We got Angelique. She goes to see Ryan. She's like, come with me into protective custody. And Ryan's like, no, I can't do that because I got to be Batwoman. But she don't say that. She says other things.
He's like, I got to continue helping.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of touched on this, but Alice is, you know, she's all tied up and shit. And Black Mask, like, I got plans for her. So just, you know, bring her down and lock her up. Yeah, that was about it. I think that was Batwoman. Anything else with Batwoman?
No.
All right. We got two left. We got Flash and Black Lightning. Where you want to go?
Flash.
Okay. Okay. So before we get into this actual episode, we got to address some news that came out this week.
I know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's time.
This show has run its course also. Like, it's just, it's,
when I was watching it, Logan also said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it got interesting at the end. Like, oh, the big bad is the Speed Force this episode. That's interesting. I can get with that.
Right? How do you defeat something that powers you?
Yeah. The source of your power is your is who you have to face? Okay. Like, I can get with that.
This is some final season shit.
Exactly. Like, you... like. Exactly.
Just end it here.
This should be the end. You defeat the Speed Force, but if you defeat the Speed Force and there is no more Speed Force, so you have no more speed, so there is no more Flash. But anyway, we check this out. Somebody's got a briefcase. Turns out it's Kramer. She's at Argus. We don't know what she's there for. Huh?
The news.
The news.
You didn't say what the news was.
Oh, Tom Cavanaugh and Carlos Valdez are leaving the show after this season. My bad. I got distracted.
Wells and Cisco.
Yeah. They'll be leaving the show. Tom Cavanaugh basically left the show anyway. We haven't seen him since like forever ago. So.
Yes, yeah, beginning of the season.
Yeah. And apparently Carlos Valdez was actually going to leave before, but stayed on a little bit longer. So.
Yeah, because they had shortened him for a partial of a season.
So, this season will be the end. Okay. But back to the actual episode. Kramer's at Argus. We don't know why she's at Argus yet.
This episode is called The People versus Killer Frost.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, we got the team hanging around talking about Killer Frost's case. They're going back and forth. Frost's like, no, we're going to do this right. We're going to do it by the book, yada, yada, yada. Then they find out that Fuerza, a.k.a. the Strength Force, is off on the prowl, you know, just out there because they detected with the little isotope detector thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Barry and the Speed Force go after her. But then, like, yo, we don't see her nowhere. Like, where's Fuerza? We don't see no Fuerza. Here. So then we go to court with Killer Frost and the state. Instead of putting her in prison, they just want to take away her powers. And they're just like, the fuck? Like, you can't, like, alter somebody's DNA as a punishment?
Right. How is that legal?
Well, it's not yet until they make it that way if they put this ruling through. That was Kramer's whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, they kind of addressed something that I was curious about when I was like, would the metahuman cure even work on her because she's not your typical metahuman? But then they addressed it like, oh, it could actually possibly kill her. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was just like, you pretty much are just scrubbing her DNA genes.
Yeah, like that's just, DNA. Yeah, that's just who she is. It's not like she wasn't like a meta, really. She was something else. She was something else.
That's the see. This is why they did the unexplained. One day they just woke up and they were split.
Yeah. To get rid of. So Caitlin wouldn't have powers anymore and they can kind of get rid of Killer Frost and yeah.
Yeah. To move on. Because mm-hmm. they're just like, we can't have you doing both anymore, Caitlin.
It was that and also like having her around was kind of like this cheat code they really didn't want to do because it was like, they'll end up with the same problem that they now have on Supergirl, or what they kind of ended up having with Arrow when they have just too many heroes. Like, the show is called The Flash. It should be about The Flash. Like, yeah. So, like, when you have him, Killer Frost, Vibe, all that happening, it's just like, yo, it should really be about The Flash. So we need to get, like, these other metas out of the way.
Gotcha. It makes sense.
At least that's how I see it. That might not be their motivation, but that would be my motivation.
And less production cost.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there was money involved there, too. So they still can't find Fuerza, but they're like, yo, we need to find her. And something's up with Speed Force. Like, this whole time, I'm like, yo, why is she so aggressive right now?
She's like a pit bull. Like, she's like a dog on a leash. She's kind of like, let me off.
Yeah, yeah.
I smell yum yums.
So they end up going to some tent, and like, it's just, you know, some girl. Yeah, some girl named Alexa in a tent. And he's like, oh. Hi. And she's tripping because she's like, what are you here for? What do you want? I mean, yeah, I'm an addict, but like, I'm recovering. I'm off the shit. I'm being clean. I'm here to help. I'm like, oh, why are you getting so defensive? But,
I mean, police just showing up at my thing. Just like, why are you here?
But he wasn't the police. He's CSI. He's a forensic scientist.
I don't know.
He can't arrest nobody.
I don't know. Maybe she don't know that.
Yeah. Let's see. So we got Cisco, Caitlin, and Allegra. They're like, we gonna neutralize this metahuman cure because we gave it to them, so we know how to fuck with it. So they do some distraction and some espionage kind of shit. Allegra, you know,
Frost was like, please don't do any shit.
Yeah, yeah. Then Allegra gets caught by Kramer. They, you know, do some little more deception. They end up pulling it off though, and we think they got away with it, but they didn't. They didn't. We go back to Barry and Speed Force talking to Alexa in the tent. And, you know, Speed Force is still on that real aggressive shit. And we just like, yo, chill.
She went off on her. And I was like, yo, no, are you bucking?
And, of course, after all that, you know, Alexa's like, yeah, I'm not going with you. Like,
she's like, I'll pass. I'm good, guys.
So then later on, Speed Force is just like, yo, we can just run over there and grab her and bring her back. And like, it'd be super quick and she won't be able to do nothing about it.
And Iris is like, nigga, you bugging.
Right, yo, we don't do that. Like, that's not what we do. Like, in certain situations, I kind of agree with the Speed Force, but like, in this situation, that's not necessary.
Right? Like, she just needs a little bit more time, but you need to back the fuck up.
So it turns out that the people, the state, the government got more cure because Kramer had them replicate some at Argus. Yeah, so they got more.
Reasons.
Yeah. Because she knew.
They had proof of the hack and all that.
But they didn't. They just knew they got hacked. So they had no proof of who did it. But they're like, Killer Frost did it. And just like.
Has she ever done anything technical?
Has she ever hacked anything? Like.
Like, that's what I was saying. Like, the way they be coming at her, it was just like, y'all be saying things about her. Like, she's capable of literally fucking anything. And it's like, remember, she can manipulate ice and water.
Yeah, that's what she does.
She, Professor Xavier over here.
So, yeah, but then we get the little Frost and Caitlin talk, and they, you know, hash some shit out. They find out the cure won't kill her. It'll just, you know, neutralize her powers, but Frost ain't with that shit.
She's like, I would rather just take the jail than change myself.
Yeah. So then Barry as Flash, ghost old girl in the tent, Alexa, that's her name, ends up talking her into coming back with him because, you know, after the talk, she's clearly Fuerza, but they got to test her and make sure.
Yeah.
She's
been having blackouts, and the last one she had was when the last time Fuerza showed.
Yeah, so clearly it's her.
2 and 2 equals Fuerza.
Yeah, exactly. So Then we get a moment, you know, Frost has, you know, hashes things out with Kramer. Turns out Kramer was betrayed by Meta at some point. So her whole team got killed because the Meta turned on her. So she's all like bitter and shit.
Yeah, I was like, there has to be some kind of personal gain for this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that.
Yeah. So back in the courtroom, Frost gives this whole speech before her sentencing, and she also volunteers to just take life in prison without parole instead of, you know, getting the metahuman cure. Judge gives her that. She's like, all right, yeah, you do that. No cure. And Kramer's all pissed, you know, but.
Right.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah. She goes to Joe. They have a little talk before she leaves. She was like, you know, I feel you a good cop. Game recognized game. He said, you know, same thing, but just make sure that you don't turn bad. Stay on the right side of the line, which leads me to believe at some point she's going to end up on the wrong side of the line again. And she'll be back.
Yep.
This
won't be the last time we've seen Lieutenant or whatever Kramer.
Yeah. But then, now we get to the good part. Alexa's being tested to find out if she's Fuerza. Test come through. Yep, she's definitely Fuerza. And Speed Force decides, I'm a lightning zap this bitch.
Right, like without yeet. No question. No questions, no words. She was just like, okay, zap.
Yeah, and Barry like, yo, you can't do that shit. And she was like, well, I know that the reason why you are this way is because you got Iris over here to keep you, but I'm the lightning. She may be the lightning rod, but I'm the lightning. And so she goes to blast Iris, and he like, no, and jumps in the way and tries to blast back. And she like collects all this little electric energy and throws it back at Alexa. I'm like, oh, shit.
And murked her ass.
Murked the fuck out of. She dead.
Super dead.
At least that's what Iris thinks. Iris thinks she dead, but she's the strength for it. She might not have a pulse anyway. So, like, we don't know if she dead or not, but it appears that she's dead.
Yep. Because next week it seems like all trust has been broken.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, your big bad is the source of Barry's power. So, where do we go from here? Let's find out next week. God damn, they were losing me for a while, Mara. They were losing me. But then they pulled me back in with this one. This is interesting now. This is interesting. So now I'm back in. I'm back in now.
Okay.
Like, Batman win this week was like, eh. Legends was like, you're still Legends. Okay, I'm feeling yeah. it. You're still exactly. Changed. Exactly. You're exactly what I expect you to be. Like, I'm not overly in love with you, but you're consistent. You know what I mean? It's just. And then Supergirl, we're not talking about her. But yeah, Flash was starting to lose me this season. And then they gave me something good because that mirror shit with the Care Bear stare that they did. I was just.
Not the Care Bear stare.
I will never forgive them for that. I will never. But now, this is more interesting. So we'll see where it goes. Black Lightning?
Let's do it.
This episode, what was it called?
The Book of Reunification, Chapter 1, Revelations.
So, kick this one off. Jen's still falling out the sky.
Her suit saves her last second.
Yeah, because she just got a magic bubble in the suit now, so...
It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just kill all the drama they created last week. It's just like, oh, no, she's fine. She got a magic soup bubble.
Right. However, Jeff is getting his ass whooped by Ishmael.
Oh, thoroughly whooped because he ain't got his powers no more. TC is using the Bluetooth to talk to Jen. And he was like, I don't know how people use these, you know, from like the old 1905 or some shit. I'm like, you know what, nigga, fuck you. All
right. Right. Like what?
I still use my Bluetooth because it's damn convenient. Like, I don't know if you ever talked to somebody on the phone who's using AirPods to talk on the phone. It sounds like shit. Like, it sounds awful. I hate it. Could never really clearly understand them. like, yo, just get a Bluetooth headset and talk normally, and I can hear you, and everything will be fine. But no, I got my AirPods. I can talk through those. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. That was a rant. That was unnecessary. We were talking about Jeff getting his ass whooped, like thoroughly whooped, but apparently he can also turn invisible, so that's no problem.
Yeah.
Like I need you to turn on the suit's invisibility. Like, nigga, what?
Stealth mode.
Nigga, your suit got invisibility. Why didn't you go in invisible? Like, if you can turn invisible, why weren't you already invisible? Hmm. Why would you not use that?
Who knows? But here, I thought he was going to be like, I'm out. And then he was like, nope, stays behind to save the police officers. And I was like, dummy.
Well, he also laid down an invisibility ass whooping, which is what he should have done in the first place. Like, imagine invisibility ass whooping plus electricity. Like, it would have been no contest, but he didn't do that. Now, I just don't understand why you have this ability, why you have this tool at your disposal, and you choose not to use it until you lose your powers.
Maybe there's a time limit on it.
Again, if you go in with it, the fight's over quickly because he can't see you. You could be on the other side of the room behind him and electrocute him, like, and he don't know where it's coming from. Whatever. Yeah, the cops show up. You said that he stops the cops from getting too close because Ishmael would kill all of them.
Shakur was like, yeah, let's just go.
Yeah, he's like, Black Lightning is telling us something for a reason. Let's get out the way. He knows something we don't. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you for being a logical human being, sir, because apparently that's very rare on these shows. Yeah. So then we got we cut to Anissa, who's about to get hit by a car because she keeps trying to breathe heavily and stop the car from hitting her instead of just moving out the fucking way. But Grace just, you know, saves her and dives and knocks her out the way because Anissa can't step two steps to the left.
The whole thing was dumb.
Yeah, she just standing over and over again. Like, nigga, move to your left. Like,
cha-cha, real smooth.
Exactly. Slide to the left. Like, what are you doing? One hop this time. Anyway, they go Officer back.
Everyone goes back to the sanctum.
Well, this is after Anissa goes back into the place and they find that thumb drive in there.
True.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, back at the sanctum though. Yeah. After she gives TC the thumb drive, and you were talking about the sanctum. Go ahead.
Officer Shakur calls Jeff and lets him know about Lynn being arrested.
Yeah. So Jeff, he goes to see her. He lets her in. He's like, you got a few minutes. They're like, she got a lawyer. It's an
old college
buddy. Like,
named Keith.
Like, listen.
Michaels. He got two first names.
Like, so he is like, and Jeff just like, okay. Like, you clearly used to fuck Keith. So, like, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at this funny. It's working for now. I'm going to say thank you and we're going to move on. But I'm not about to act like I'm cool with this nigga. So, I don't know what you want from me. Let's see, Anissa, Jen, and Grace, they're hanging out at the loft, you know, hanging out and chilling. Tobias has these bracelets that, you know, lets Metas use their powers with the emitter on, yeah, so he can control who has powers and who doesn't.
Crazy.
Also, we find out Anissa is the one who's paying for Lynn's lawyer with her other funds. Yeah, yeah. Basically money stolen from drug dealers.
Yeah.
But you know, you steal from criminals, are you really stealing? Yeah.
No. I think it more is acquiring.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. TC goes to Khalil's tech guy for, you know, help with the hard drive. He gets the help.
Filky.
Filky?
Filky.
Okay. I'm not going to remember that, but thank you. We find out also Khalil is claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not good in those enclosed air vents and shit, which, you
know. I wonder if, does that mean painkillers also claustrophobic? Because I feel like he could just had him come out.
Yeah, but, you know, painkillers mode of thinking is not probably the best bet. Like, him being, if he was claustrophobic and he was in those vents, he'd probably, like, bust the vents open, you know, and he would get them discovered and they wouldn't get the ledger because,
right.
So anyway, he goes looking for the ledger. He, you know, finds the little safe and stuff where it's at. But first, he's got to whoop some ass because that's what he does. And I'm just like, you know.
He's become my favorite parts of the episode.
It really is. And it's like, you know what? I think I would enjoy a painkiller show. When they first announced it, I was just like, But then I'm just like, you know what? It's almost like they're giving us Arrow again. Almost.
Yeah.
Nah, not quite, but almost. But it's just because it's just a dude that whoops ass. He don't have a bow and arrow, but he got poison. So it's just, it's pretty dope. Like, I think I could enjoy a show with just painkiller. So kudos to you, CW. Kudos to you, Greg. You know,
see how that goes.
If we actually get the show, yeah. So he gets the ledger. There's some cash in the safe also. He takes that, you know, because why wouldn't you? Finder's fee. Then we got this little, you know, Lynn's getting out of jail, lawyer's walking her out, and I'm like, oh, you gonna flirt with him too? Okay, cool, because the glasses and the touching and all that, like, yeah, you are clearly flirting with your lawyer now because y'all used to fuck.
Lynn.
She's got the little house arrest anklet on. Jeff peeps that flirting shit too, so he's just like, you know, what the fuck? But, you know, he don't go off. He just like, I'm not about to act like this dude is my friend. Like, you know, fuck him. He helped you. That's cool, and I appreciate it, but get the fuck out of here.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, he getting paid, so it's just not even like he did it for free. Like, he's not really doing you a favor. He's doing his job.
Right.
So, he shows up at Anissa's place with the decrypted thumb drive. Turns out the cystic fibrosis stuff wasn't even real cystic fibrosis. They were just, you know, identifying people with the metahuman gene.
And harvesting the gene.
Yeah, like taking it out of them. Like, damn, you want to take it out and give it to somebody else? I'm like, oh, who would be doing that? It's fucking Tobias. Everything is Tobias. Just assume everything that's happening that's bad in your city is because of Tobias. Everybody's like always like, who could be doing this? Tobias. Like,
who else?
Nigga, everything bad that's happening in your city is Tobias's fault. And honestly, if you're wrong and this one particular thing isn't Tobias's fault, who cares?
Right.
Like,
somehow he's involved.
Blame Tobias anyway and take him down. Like, nigga. Anyway, so then we got Tobias. I guess he invited Destiny to his place. He was like, yo, Cobra Cartel is mine now. I'm taking that shit and all your shit. I'll give you a little, what was it, 10%
management fee.
Yeah. And she's like, fuck you, tried to pull the gun out, and he's like, oh, that's cute. And you know, his metahuman buddy takes the gun and just crushes it via magnetism. But he also bought off Ishmael so that he could, like, you know, work for him instead of her. So she ain't even got him no more. I mean, you know, I get it.
Sucks to suck.
Basically, get paid, get laid. Then we got this moment. Gambi's boo thing, I guess, figured out what he was doing.
Lauren. Oh. She confronts him about the Prometheum. But then also says that the emitter's gone. And Gambi's like, look, I took the Prometheum, yeah, and I can tell you why later. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't take that emitter, though.
Yeah, I ain't do the emitter. Then we got Khalil and his boy looking at the ledger. It turns out it's got a payroll on it. They see one on there, like, ah, she might be the one because she's getting paid an awful lot of money. So Khalil's going to go see her. Yeah, every month. Was it 20 grand every month? So
20K Khalil, every month.
Yeah, Khalil's like, I'm going to go see her because there's clearly something important here. Then we got Jen back at Anissa's loft. She's experimenting on some things to give herself her powers back. And so she just
notes is she doing dumb kid shit.
I was about to say she electrocutes herself like a dumbass. Cause you know.
And Anissa provides this one line. If you would have died, I would have killed you.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel it.
And so her plan stupidly works. She gets a little bit of spark back and realizes she needs more power. And she's like, ooh, I can go to the ionosphere.
Yeah, now she want to go up to the fucking ionosphere. And it's just...
Sis, you stress me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So... Then we go back to Jeff. He's taking this lawyer shit personal. And on one level, like, I get it. Like, it's just like you, we're not going to just brush over the fact that you and Anissa, like, just hired your ex-boyfriend to be your lawyer. I know he's a badass fucking lawyer, but, like, you're not going to act like you didn't just hire your ex-boyfriend and then flirted with him, like, right in front of me. So, right. Like,
you didn't think I could handle it.
He has his other things, his own issues in his head going on about how he felt like she thought he couldn't like handle it, couldn't protect her and all that kind of stuff. He had his own stuff going on from that. Which is why, on the other hand, I'm just like, I'm gonna need you to get it together. But from the lawyer perspective, I was just like, I get it. Gamby shows up, he brought dinner. They figure out that once again, it was Tobias using Val to get their, you know, the powers and all that kind of stuff. Because once again, they're just so shocked they figured out that Tobias was behind it all.
Oh.
And they figured out, oh, Tobias took the emitter. No shit.
Obviously.
Then Tobias gets this package. It's like some kind of council meeting with a group of people called the board. I guess he wants to be a part of them. There's this whole conversation about if he's able to succeed and become mayor and all that, then like, yeah, we'll let you in. Then we got conversation between Grace and Anissa where, you know, Grace is like, yo, she don't want her powers back. Like, I like she's not just, having powers. It's all bad. So
she's just like, why do you guys want them back so bad?
Like, yo, because we are the Pierces. All right. This is what we do. We are superhuman motherfuckers. All right. Even before we had powers and were superhuman motherfuckers, we were superhuman motherfuckers. It's what we do. So now we got powers too. So this is just what I do. I save motherfuckers. Like even before she was like, you know, Thunder. Remember, Jen was constantly calling her Harriet Tubman and shit because yeah. She was always saving a motherfucker, you know? So it's what we do. And of course, you know, because Jen is Jen, she goes up into the ionosphere. TC, anyway. Yeah. TC is able to talk her down and get her to come back down once she's fully charged and not like just staying up there and exploding again because, you know, she would have. But then once she gets back down, she's all charged up. But you look up, there's still particles floating around and shit. So what's going on there? Is that like another Jen? Is like old Jen up there and no particles there? Like what's happening?
It's old Jen.
So, like, you know, even though China left the show, she's like, she going to show up again? Like, no, what's happening?
She just going to duke it out with the particles.
With the particles. Oh, okay. Shit. Well, that was Black Lightning, though.
Yeah. That was this week.
That was this week. Who's winning, Mar?
I didn't even think about that. Tobias?
Oh, Tobias is all the way winning.
His plan has worked from all angles.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally, only one that can beat Tobias now is Tobias. If he stays the course, he's won. He has won.
Not the only person who can defeat
Tobias
is Tobias.
Yes, he has won. Like the Pierce family is marked as criminals. Like Jeff, Lynn
don't mean shit in the city no more.
Exactly. Lynn on house arrest with the little anklet thing. Jen, not directly, but Lightning, public enemy number one. I guess Anissa's still okay, but I mean, by herself, what can she really do? Like, and he got the emitter, so none of them got powers right now. Like, all he got to do is just walk up to their front door and shoot them in the face. Like, it is just like, and it's over. Over. Like, if Ishmael wasn't so prideful, he could have killed them already. Like, he could have just shot them.
He's just like, nah, I wanted to take my time.
Yeah, yeah. Who's losing?
At the sake of not saying the Pierce family, I said Barry.
We are in alignment again because I was thinking Barry also.
Okay.
Because, yeah, like I said, the source of his power is now against him. So.
That's wild.
Yes, it is. But, yeah. Interesting week of television show. Some ups and some downs. Luckily, you know, we only got one more week of having to deal with Supergirl for now. Then we back
to Superman and Lois.
Yeah, we get back to Superman and Lois because, you know, that was what was good. That was good shit that was happening there. So I'll be happy to get back to that. But that's going to be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Do not forget, you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at T-H-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-A World. Thought I was going to spell it, didn't you? Nope. Learn how to spell world, people. Get your fucking life together. Get a dictionary.
4 years and you thought he was going to spell it now?
Not doing it. You can also follow me, though, on both Twitter and Instagram at sir_cussalot. I'll spell that for you. That's at sir_cussalott. Mara, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram at Mara the Shark. That's MaraDaShark.
Also, this particular podcast has a Facebook group as well. You know, we continue the discussions there. We post the podcast there. It's fun. Get in the conversation. Where's that Facebook group?
Facebook.com/group/superflashyarrowoftomorrow. All one word.
Yeah. Also, for you wrestling fans out there, do not forget Smacking It Raw, featuring the Warden Matt Ritter and Vince Daddy Delgado every week. They have a Facebook group as well, facebook.com/group/smackingitraw.
Smacking with no G.
There's no G in that at all. I think that's about it.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button on the YouTube. Also, go to the Twitch channel, watch the gaming channel. You know, Kobe's on there. He's playing the most recent shit. Also, he's just killing it on Apex because he's just a bad motherfucker when it comes to first-person shooters. Twitch.tv/creationworld. Check it out. You can see it. Pretty fucking impressed when I watch him play. I'm like, man, I taught him well. Like, I didn't teach him how to play shooters because that's not my thing, but I taught him how to play video games, period. I was the one that put the sticks in his hands. I'm the one that got him on the sticks. I'm the one that got him playing video games.
Okay, uncle.
Yup, that's right. But that's it for this week. We'll catch you all next week. Until then, we out.
Bye.